New changes to Iowa's gun laws have sent many people to safety training courses to qualify for a permit to carry and learn how to safely handle a firearm. For some young people in North Iowa's Worth County, gun safety training is part of the school curriculum. Iowa Public Radio's Pat Blank has the final report in our series on guns in Iowa.
Next week, as classes begin, Northwood Kensett Secondary Principal Keith Fritz will include something in his fall assembly speech that's not often heard in Iowa schools.
I mention, in addition to, we have the right to search your lockers, guys. We're going to have a great year this year. Those of you who hunt, remember, federal firearms regulations prohibit you from having those on campus. That's all it takes. And they just comply.
The idea of firearms on school grounds is rare. In fact, according to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, only 17 districts allow guns during the school day for hunter certification or safety classes. Principal Fritz explains strict rules are in place.
We take all measures for safety, from the policy requiring layers of permission for bringing firearms on campus to our security system, to having people that we trust provide this kind of education.
The trusted person in charge of those classes is longtime Worth County naturalist Dan Block.
This is a hunter safety class designed for teaching you hunter safety rules and to get certified so you can get a hunting license. But I also try to put a fair amount of gun safety into it to give those kids who may never be exposed to a gun that safe aspect, so that if they're ever confronted with guns in the corner, do I go pick it up and look at it? Little brother pulls a gun out of the drawer, what do I do? Give them some hands-on experience with how to be safe with a firearm.
Block says the program is part of the PE curriculum for all seventh graders. It lasts about a month and involves written tests as well as shooting air rifles in the gymnasium. 10-year-old Andrew Grunoff will soon be one of Block's students. He says he understands the importance of being taught the correct method of handling guns.
Because if you don't, somebody could just get hurt when you're out hunting, and I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Andrew's father, Andy, is a Worth County Sheriff's deputy. He says he worries that some video games may desensitize those who play them.
Those games are getting more and more realistic, so it looks like it's real people they're shooting. And it just kind of, I think, numbs them to the situation. That's just not a good thing either. So we need to make sure that they understand that it isn't just a toy like the video games and that it is real and the consequences are dire.
Naturalist Block agrees and says nothing reinforces the idea of safety training more quickly than if an accident occurs.
We've had unusual firearms accidents in North Iowa over the years. We've had a couple of suicides of relatively young people. We've had some unexplained firearms deaths. So I think there's an awareness in the community that safety training is a good part of being around firearms.
Principal Fritz says parents are allowed to have their kids opt out of the training, although in more than 20 years, no one has. He describes the instruction as a deliberate approach to something that's second nature in that part of the state.
I've never seen a kid light up and go, wow, now I know how to hurt somebody or do damage or anything like that at all. It's all very responsibly done. It really looks and feels like a great science lab, for example, how that looks, or a really engaging writing project.
The Iowa DNR hunter safety classes can also be taken online, but coordinator Megan Weiskup says 60% of the instruction takes place in the classroom. Although just 17 schools offer it as part of the curriculum, 60 school buildings around the state are used for nighttime or weekend certification classes. In Northwood, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.